Peace and grand risings. This is Positive Vibes Only. So I got a question. Why are you so hard on yourself? Why is it so hard for you to see the beauty in yourself that others see? Why do you doubt yourself and put yourself down? Why? When you know you are more than worthy, you know that you are good enough, but more than enough at that. But you still question yourself and doubt yourself. Well, we're gonna get over that and talk about ways to handle that, because that goes a lot, you know, with your mental health. So stay tuned, sit back, get relaxed, and we'll get started. So you're hard on yourself, and you're just unsure about yourself sometimes, and you don't feel like you're good enough or you fit in, you know. And we all have gone through that and just had moments where we just beat ourselves up, and that's life. That really is. And you shouldn't feel bad about it, you know. It's a common human experience, because some people are just so wrapped up with trying to keep up with the next person, and you don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to do what everyone else is doing. You know, I remember being a little kid and your parents will say, well, if such and such gets on top of a house and jumps off the roof, like, are you gonna jump behind them? And then as a child is like, I mean, yeah, my friend's going, I'm going too. But no, like, you don't have to do what everyone else is doing. And just because you're not doing it doesn't mean that you're not doing a good job. Okay? That is just totally irrelevant. And I'm just here to tell you that, you know, stop being so hard on yourself and stop putting yourself in categories and allowing other people to put you in a category. Because personally, I don't like labels, and, you know, especially when it comes to like the social aspect or whatever, and, you know, just trying to put on a front or trying to, you know, like they say, you ain't gotta kick it to hang, you know. In other words, if you don't really rock with what someone else is doing, then don't do it. Like, don't involve yourself in it. If that's not what you do, if that's not your thing, then don't do it. It's theirs, you know? So it's like sometimes we'll stress ourselves out trying to compete with other people, or, you know, just trying to get a one-up sometimes. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but, you know, we just try to compare ourselves to other people. And sometimes that will end in a disaster, especially if what it is you're trying to do, you're not even familiar with. Like, you know, like, some stuff comes naturally to people, and that's what they do. That's their thing. So, you know, don't stress yourself out over that. Don't compare yourself to other people if they're doing better in life at something that you're not doing. It's just that That's their thing. That's what they are doing. So it works for them. So you have to find something that works for you. Okay. And, take it easy on yourself. Even if you do fail, even if you do make a mistake, the main thing is that you learn from that mistake and you don't make the mistake again, because that's all a part of learning and evolving and growing. And if you aren't able to acknowledge that, then you can't make that change. So we have to be mindful, of the situations that we put ourselves in, and just take notice of how we handle certain things. And don't allow people to put you down or say things to discredit you or anything, especially when that you're doing what you need to do and it's working for you. So really, at the end of the day, their opinion does not matter. If they're not contributing to anything, whether it be support, whether it be just an ear, like just someone listening, if they don't add any value to your life, to your situation at that present moment, then it's not going to be anything in the future. Because as spiritual beings, we pick up certain vibes from people, and we can tell when things aren't right. So when it gets to that, then you need to remove that negative energy out of your life. Just remove it. Take it easy on yourself. And I'm speaking to myself as well. Therapy comes in many forms. You can be giving someone else advice, and the whole time that person, that being was placed in your life as a lesson. You think you might be encouraging them and sending them a message, and you are, but it's also to you, yourself. It's something that you needed to hear as well, and also them. So take into consideration that, everything happens for a reason. Some may be good, some may be bad, but it's a reason behind everything. And I just, ask you all to just stay encouraged, stay positive. Stay uplifted, stay motivated, stay strong, stay focused, stay determined. Keep hustling, keep striving, keep working, keep digging and searching and learning and growing. Keep evolving. Because we are just simply spiritual beings having a human experience, And I am just this vessel here to aid you through that journey. But just stay in there, keep your head up. Remain humble at all times. Stop beating yourself up. Stop being so hard on yourself. It's usually us. We're the ones who usually beat ourselves up the most emotionally, spiritually, mentally. So just stay strong. And I'm gonna end that here. Peace and positive vibes to you all. And remember, Negative energy is not needed, it is not wanted, and it is not accepted. This is positive vibes only. Peace.